With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. John Gambrill reports that the U.S. will not strike Iran's power plant for 5 days and extends a Monday deadline.
U.S. President Donald Trump has extended his deadline for Iran to allow shipping through the Strait of Hormuz, the narrow mouth of the Persian Gulf. Trump had set a 48-hour deadline for Iran that would have expired at midnight GMT Tuesday. But instead, we've just heard from Trump on his Truth Social platform saying that he's extended it by 5 days because of ongoing discussions between Washington and Tehran.
President Trump told reporters his negotiating teams are working toward a solution to try and end the war.
Mr. Witkoff and Mr. Kushner had them. They went, I would say, perfectly. I would say that if they carry through with that, it'll end that problem.
Correspondent Haya Panjawi reports on ICE agents being deployed this week at airports around the country.
Federal immigration officers have been seen at the Atlanta airport after President Donald Trump said he'd deploy agents to supplement the Transportation Security Administration during a government shutdown that has caused long lines at security checkpoints across the country.
Meanwhile, President Trump has directed ICE officers not to wear face coverings in their work at airports.
The president supports immigration officers wearing masks when dealing with hardened criminals, but he says face coverings are not necessary in their work assisting with airport security.
I've requested that they take off the mask. I don't like it for the airport, and I believe they are willing to do that.
ICE officers have been deployed to airports to supplement the TSA during a government shutdown that has caused long lines at security checkpoints. Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News. Correspondent Michael Harrington reports that Christian leaders in Bangladesh are hopeful.
The election of a new party in the mostly Muslim nation is sparking hope for greater religious freedom. The victorious Bangladesh Nationalist Party has already announced a new stipend for clergymen and is including Christians for the first time in the country's history. Christian leaders are welcoming the move, but say more concrete steps need to be taken. They're urging the new leadership to provide safety and non-discrimination protections, too. Michael Harrington reporting.
A 31-year-old Georgia woman has been charged with murder by police who say she took pills to induce an illegal abortion. If state prosecutors decide to move forward, it would be one of the first instances of a woman being charged for terminating a pregnancy in Georgia since the state passed a new law banning most abortions. The arrest warrant says police determined the woman had been pregnant beyond 6 weeks based on the medical staff's knowledge that the baby had a beating heart. This is SRN News. Julie Walker reports the media may have unmasked the mysterious artist known as Banksy again, and that's angered some art fans.
Banksy's mystique takes a hit after a report about his real name. Now fans and experts are debating what that means. Art dealers in London predict that demand for his work and its top shelf prices will survive the unmasking. Some fans say the reveal ruins the magic. Others say the graffiti work still carries power. Reuters ties its reporting to past clues and court records and said naming Banksy, long thought to have been born in England, Robin Gunningham, the news agency says changed his legal name to David Jones, is in the public interest. I'm Julie Walker.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up by 892 points this hour, with the NASDAQ up by 384. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.